It is a Wednesday morning. We have in play, it's Constitution Day. And you are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio, 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and a couple of guests joining us in studio this morning. We are delighted to have Jim Leas and David Hutchinson, a couple of names very familiar to the community, in to talk about a great event coming up on Saturday here at the Delta School building, which is the north building of the two buildings there on Wesley Parkway. This event will be coming up on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and we'll tell you much more about it over the course of the next several minutes. But Jim and David, first of all, thank you both for taking the time to come in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us. This is great.
Let's just start with we like to get a little bit of background on our guests. If you both just want to introduce yourselves and your involvement in the community, and then with this event here on Saturday.
Jim, why don't you go first and lean in close to the mic there, please?
Well, I think you nailed it, Jeff, in terms of, you know, David and I met when we were on the school board for State College Area School District, and this is one of the activities that we're doing in our retirement from the school board.
I do love the way people retire in this community. It's actually very gratifying to see the degree to which the retirees are I would say very active still in our community. David, go ahead.
Sure. If it's okay, I want to segue from your last segment just for a second.
Yeah.
I'm one of these people that came here in the 70s. Why did I show up at Penn State? Because of Joe Paterno and the football team. That's why I was even on my radar.
Yeah, it is amazing. A lot of what we're talking about here to me is things that bring a community together, right? And I think again, having discussions, and boy, I hope we keep having discussions. And again, it is okay to have a discussion, a debate, an argument even, and come away from it completely locked into your opinion and not having it change. That's cool. But actually, sit down, listen to the other perspectives. And again, we'll get into this event on Saturday because I am really curious to hear what some of the different perspectives on this are. Sports in general, football in particular, it is something that, and I was just talking about it with a friend up in the press box, or what's serving as the press box this year at the Penn State games, but when you just sit down and think about the impact, obviously there's the economic impact, but the number of people, I have some friends who have been ushers at the stadium for decades. We lost Dan Leitzel over the summer here. Dan was the only play clock operator at Beaver Stadium until this season. He, again, passed away before the season began. But 46 years, the play clock has been in play, and he was the guy that set the play clock every play over the past 46 years for every home game. The number of people that are just involved in different ways, well beyond the coaches and the players and even the managers, like the support structure that's in place, and then to say nothing of the folks that just come up, hey, we just want a tailgate. Obviously a lot of Penn State alums, but we have a lot of Penn State fans who never went to the school. I have a nephew that he and his buddy are ridiculously pumped up. They went to Kent State, and they came in for the whiteout last year, and he's like, oh, we're never going to miss this again. And so they're coming in for it. It's fun to see the way that can bring folks together and, bring folks to our area. All right, let's, Jim, you want to start? Just tell us a little bit about what's going on here on Saturday and how people can get involved.
Sure. So our website is Constitution Day Center, and that's CENTRE, so constitutiondaycenter.org. And you can go on there. You can see what past events look like, and you can click on the button to register. And we'd like you, if you're thinking about going you know, probably today would give us a good number for the box lunches. So that would be great. In terms of what we're going to do, we changed our format, what, 3 or 4 years ago this format where we do deliberations. So we did, 2 years ago, we did one about, you know, how would you like to change how we're represented? Would you like to change the way Congress works? You know, how we're, do we need more congresspersons? Do we need to rank vote, you know, rank order, vote them in? Do we need to change, and I think this is a leading question, do we need to change the way we finance elections in this country? You know, does the rich billionaires control, you know, who we vote for or control the media? And finally, we talked about, you know, how do we select our representatives, or do our representatives select us in terms of the gerrymandering, which is very germane to today's discussions.
Yep.
Last year, we had a great discussion about immigration, which is a really tough topic to talk about because people have very strong opinions on it. And the interesting thing is we got a couple people to walk in that day. And one was a naturalized U.S. citizen, and one was a green card holder. And the information that they provided to those discussions, you know, people don't, I think half of the people didn't know what it meant to be a green card holder, which is a permanent resident of the United States. And just their, in fact, one of them had, their spouse had trouble with the system and that they got the middle initial wrong and that put off his naturalization process by a year. You know, it's just the kind of things that people were struggling with to become, you know, to become U.S. citizens the right way.
I could go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
Let's.
It was a tough discussion.
Yes. And listen, I do think one of the things that I wish and I hope, and actually I think this community is pretty good at doing is again, just listen to different viewpoints. Hey, you may come away, it may reaffirm that, oh man, what I thought before was right, but actually listen. And the one thing to bring this back to Charlie Kirk is, if we can just be respectful, but I do think it is much harder to truly villainize somebody if you meet them, if you see them face to face. It is much easier. Oh, whatever entity I pick, I'm trying to think of a made up entity that I can pick, but those people are just awful because of the decision they made. Have you ever met any of them? Have you talked to them? No, but I see the decision. Again, you cannot like the decision. And,
right.
Man, there's plenty of governing decisions around here that I don't like. But when you actually meet the person and talk to them, maybe get to know their kids a little bit, it's like, it just changes the, again, I still, man, that was a wrong decision. Boy, I can't believe old Jim is as boneheaded as he is.
But he's an okay guy.
Yeah, but it's not, man, that guy, like, you can't dehumanize somebody that you actually have gotten to know and meet and listen to. I think events like this are fantastic just for that opportunity. Just, man, well, let's get together, talk for a little while. What's the worst that can come from that? Again, this will be at the Delta School, which is the north building there for State College, 10 a.m. to 2:30. In the afternoon this Saturday, September 20th. Can't help but note, I don't know if either of you want to weigh in at all, but you can register at WPSU.org/Constitution Day. WPSU is obviously helping to sponsor this event.
Yes.
And I have noticed WPSU is in the news here over the last week or so. If you can at least comment on their involvement here and the importance that WPSU plays in an event like this.
Well, this is the first time that they've partnered with us, and it's really been a very good partnership because they provide visibility for us. I mean, they talk about the program multiple times over the day, and so I'm sure that's really helped our registration. So it's been good, really good to work with them, and They support us, you know, in small amounts monetarily, but it, I think the promotions they do is the, probably the most important thing.
And they have grant money from the new Ken Burns special on the American Revolution that's, you know, designed to come up for, you know, USA 250 or 250th celebration next year.
Yeah.
So they're sort of ramping up for that, and this is part of it.
All right, let's get into the discussion points here, because I think these are three fantastic topics. Actually, before I do that, can we go over again, if folks want to come out Saturday, you said for the box lunch purposes, it'd be ideal to have them register today. If somebody's on the fence, boy, I'm not sure if my schedule's going to allow it, and then Saturday morning it's like, ah, you know what, I really want to go. That okay? Give us a little more.
Absolutely. On how they can walk in.
Okay. Yeah. But pre-registration would be preferred.
Yes.
You can have the box lunch available for hopefully the about the right amount if you register by the end of the day today.
Yeah, because our moderators might go hungry.
We have to give up
our lunches to people that walk in.
I do not want hungry moderators. Oh, that is the last thing we want.
That is the worst.
Those groaning sounds, that's bad, yeah.
So go over a little bit with the setup. This is multiple tables with different discussions, or this is one big, and you mentioned the moderators. Just explain a little bit about how this is going to play out on Saturday, and then I do want to get into the three questions, because I think they are
absolutely
three wonderful questions.
So it is a deliberation, and many people are probably not familiar with that. It's not a debate. It's not someone, an expert standing at the front of the room giving a lecture. It's not two experts standing up, and there's only you have to agree with one or agree with the other. It's a deliberation. So you have perhaps a dozen people sitting around a table where they could face each other. And they can talk to each other and spend time actually in an organized way working through a particular issue. And one of the things that you referenced earlier that's so important, why are you here? And it's important, what made you get up on a Saturday morning to come and spend 5 hours with us?
Yeah.
It must be important. So what's your history? What's the background? Why does this interest you? And then you begin to hear, oh, that helps to explain why you're coming from that perspective. That's it. I didn't know that. And so even if, as you've said before, even if at the end of the day I don't agree with you, I understand better. And when we're working towards the idea that we come to some sort of common ground, where can we go forward on this issue, having the fact that I'm going to take that into consideration. It's not I win and you lose or you win and I lose. It's like, oh, how do we work this out so we can all live with this? Which, yeah.
Yeah, a couple things just to reemphasize too. This is not a State College only event. This
Absolutely.
Is not a Penn State only event. Anybody can show up to this event and participate in the discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And they have these around the country. This is our Center County version of Constitution Day.
Yeah. So again, don't think this is a State College school district thing, or even just a State College area. This is a Center County event, and we'd yes. love to get people from all over the area coming in with their various perspectives and backgrounds to share. Either one of you didn't want to go over the three questions that'll be posed here that people can then discuss.
Sure. So what we're doing this year is just a little bit different from what we've done in the past. When we take one big issue and you look at it from multiple perspectives, we're actually kind of having three smaller deliberations. We'll spend about 45 minutes on each of those.
Okay.
The first one is, what values do most Americans share? And I think this gives us kind of a fundamental foundation. And the fact of the matter is that there's been a lot of research about this. Americans value freedom. They want to be able to do what they want to do. Everybody kind of feels that. Americans want fairness. That's a core American value, and probably even more fundamental than that, they want safety and security. And so we're trying to solve an issue, and people don't feel safe. Well, that's not going to work. And so those things may vary from one issue to another, which is the more important one. But to understand, well, that this is what drives what our decisions are. And so the idea of what values the most Americans share gives us a starting place. Like, oh, this idea of being fair to people, yeah, that's a place. That's a foundation for how we make decisions about things going forward.
Yeah, and I think that the what I think will be interesting about that discussion is, all right, what I do, I think we share the value of freedom. What does that look like?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, that's true.
To
yeah,
you, because right. I think different people have pretty different ideas of what, all right, well, freedom is this. It's like, well, is it that or is it this?
Well, then the issue then becomes, hopefully, well, if you're free to do that, then am I therefore free to do this?
Yes.
Can we live with that?
Yeah. Now, I think we're seeing some real, we don't need to get into it right now, but I think we're seeing some real, real-time struggles here as both sides of the political spectrum, the right and the left, try to figure out what freedom of speech in particular actually means. And it is fascinating to see that play out. So I think that is a great discussion point. Which one of you wants to tackle question two that's on the list here for Saturday?
So this is, how do we make our political conversations more productive? And I think it goes back to what you're saying, Jeff, about, you know, never meeting anybody that has a different opinion from yourself.
Yep.
You know, I was early on, in the internet thing, you know, even before it was the internet. And when the internet came out, we all had these visions of the information superhighway.
Yep.
And that was going to solve all our problems. And then we see what it's sort of devolved to today, which is like an information connected cul-de-sacs where everybody's in the cul-de-sac of their own and they only talk with people with whom they agree.
Again, not to get too far astray here, but there was a story that came out yesterday, and I guess there was testimony down in Washington, D.C. from parents. You're talking about they're only talking with other people that share their viewpoints. In some cases, they're not even talking to other people. They're,
right.
they're talking to AI and
yes.
and some of the problems that is causing with really bad consequences, which was some of the discussion yesterday. Again, we might get into that at another time. But, I think the again, productive is going to be...
that's
curious
a key
to
word.
See, yes, what people think of the word productive, because does that mean... Hey, maybe we can compromise a little bit here. No, productive means we got to find ways to get our, everybody to agree with me or the general idea that we're heading down. I think that's, I'm really curious to see how those discussions go. Cause I think we would all agree. I think if you asked anybody on either side, hey, you want to make, should we be making our political conversations more productive? Absolutely.
What does yes. that mean, Brian?
And then yeah. how do we go about that? Well, everybody, if they just agree with me.
Splat.
By yeah. gosh, we'll be productive.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. This last one, I think this is one of the all-time great questions, I will say, because there are ongoing discussions, and they're worthwhile discussions on, well, the Bill of Rights was dealing with, it wasn't dealing with the internet when it comes
That's
to
right.
free
yeah.
speech.
Yeah.
Correct, but the principles are there. It wasn't dealing with the automatic weapons that we have with
right.
the Second Amendment. And you go through
yeah.
it didn't have that specifically in mind, but I think a lot of us think that the general principles there are applicable throughout. But the question is, how might we adapt Bill of Rights today? That is a wonderful open-ended question. I have to tell you. I don't know who specifically came up with that, but that is a brilliant question for discussion.
Well, I'm going to turn this to Jim in a second, but I want to start from the place that the founders, who we say, well, we have this document, and you know, it's kind of almost holy. The founders did not intend for that to last for 250 years. They thought this is the best we can come up with right now, and hopefully, we the people are going to adapt this over time to make it relevant to whatever time we're living in. And so we all know that the founders, a lot of founders, are really comfortable with the fact that we still allowed slavery back in 17, but yep. that was the only way we could get to an agreement. All right, so therefore, a future generation is going to have to resolve that. They accepted that. And so this idea that we have this document that, well, it's going to last for all time, that was not, certainly not the intent of the founders, because the idea of a democracy is a government by the people. And I'm going off here just a little bit. But this idea of where happens that? Do the people feel like we have a say in which direction the country goes? And you look at how the percentage of people that vote in our elections is lower than almost any other democracy in the world. And the reason for that, I argue, is like, well, what difference does it make? You know, I'm in a county where it's 70% red or 70% blue, and I'm in the minority, and so who cares? And so there's a lot of examples. And by the way, does it really matter in the end anyway? Can I affect policy? And what we have not done for a while now is really gone to the people and say, well, what kind of country do you want? And this is not easy work, you know, sitting down with people you disagree with and investing time, which is something, you know, citizens, well, really? Oh, I just show up to vote. That's my citizenship, too. No, your duty as a citizen, I know I'm getting a little bit here, but is having these kinds of conversations and seeing out what can we do that's going to work for us, at least for the short term.
Yeah, you know, I think this is particularly pertinent. You know, you were talking about AI, right? What does free speech mean in the era of, you know, AI-driven algorithms on social media and how we've segregated ourselves on social media? Well, I'm on, you know, X. I still call it Twitter. I'm on X, and I'm on Blue Sky, and I'm on True Social. You know, what does that mean in terms of, you know, talking to people with a different point of view and respectfully engaging them? You know, some ways the European Union is a little bit of ahead of us in terms of this, in terms of, do we have a right to privacy on the internet? Do we have a right to be forgotten? Okay. Do I have a right to say, Google, could you delete all my past searches? That's the right to be forgotten. And they have that in Europe. So you can go up to the search engine companies or the social media companies and ask for them to delete your data. You know, much harder in the U.S.
Every Monday I ask, could we please forget about the predictions I made for this past football week?
Never works.
No, everybody seems to remember. No, Ironhead, you said the Steelers would beat the Seahawks. Aye.
Yeah.
Every week.
Hey, buddy, you stick your foot in it, all right? I tell you, we got to take a break right here, guys. Okay. I've been resting my voice because I'm still fighting a cold.
Yeah.
But, oh, I've got some questions, so get ready, okay? All right, folks, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. This is a great event on Saturday. If you can go, sign up today. We'll tell you again how to do that. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golick, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
I missed my cue on the video. There we go. Thanks, Phil. Video is not nearly as compelling when you just have the audio going, folks. It is Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. We'll have a little open phone time coming up in the final segment of this morning's show, but we're joined by Jim Leas and David Hutchinson. We're talking about a terrific event coming up Saturday at the Delta School, Forest State College. That is the North Building, 653 Westerly Park. For those of you that need to plug it in, 653 Wesley Parkway, State College 16801. Actually, that's one of the things I probably should have clarified. So you get to the North Building, the Delta School there. Where are we going in at? We're going in over by the gym, or there will be signs pointing folks?
Well, it's actually pretty straightforward. The gym is on one side. The rest of the building is on the other. You walk in the main entrance, and there will be signs saying, go this way, turn right.
Yeah. Very good. And let's go over a little bit again the setup. First of all, we'd like you, if you're able to go, and you know you're going to be able to go on Saturday, to register ahead of time. Today would be ideal, if you haven't yet. Where do they go to register?
Well, they can go to the website constitutiondaycenter.org, and then we actually have the register as WPSU is hosting that for us. That's wpsu.org/constitutionday. And you can sign up there, and you get a note back saying that you signed up, and maybe what lunch you want to select.
And it's only $50 a person, which I think is free. No, it's absolutely free. So yes. you no cost involved. That is whether you register in advance or show up the day of.
Right, and we have to thank our friends at the Center Foundation for that. We're one of their beneficiaries of Giving Day, Center County. So
that is terrific. And then so just talk us through, if somebody's not been there before and they come, they register, you get to the door, tells you where to go. What happens from there? You just, all right, go off and discuss. These are the three questions. We'll see you. Talk a little bit about just kind of what this thing looks like and the moderator's role in leading the discussions.
Here. Yeah. So you'll go in, we'll have a table set up there, and then we randomly assign people to rooms, based on the number of participants. We try to keep it to 8 to 10 people per room, and each room will have a moderator and what I call a scribe or a recorder to get down the salient points, because there's actually going to be a report out part of the discussion after we at the very end.
Right.
So we're going to go what are the three most important topic or points from topic one that your group discussed, and where were there any differences of opinions on that, and we'll go then topic two and then topic three.
Now, will there be anybody recording the non-salient points? Because I'd like to have my participation recorded as well. I mean, just a thought.
Well, actually, that is part of the job of the scribe, is to get down everything that people say. Now, you know, we're not going to report all that out, obviously, but there's a value to that, in that, oh, my voice has been heard. I see it. It's up there. I can actually literally see it.
Yeah.
And the scribe is okay with saying, I'm not sure if I got that correctly. Can you articulate that again for me? And so this really helps people feel like literally they're being heard.
For sure.
All right, guys. One thing we all have in common in the room is we're a bit older, okay?
Yeah, I would say.
What?
The hair is a little white. Okay, well, you're the youngster.
A little.
You're the youngster in the
room.
Get
that mirror out of here, I tell you.
And both of you were on a school board, correct?
Correct, yes.
How many years has it been? Or I don't live in State College. I'm outside.
I was on for 18, and I left right about right after COVID ended.
Okay, so just a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, all and right. Then I was on for 12, and I left at the same time David did, and then I got pressed back into service for about 8 months last year when Amber Concepcion got made commissioner.
Commissioner, county commissioner, right, okay. So. You were kind enough to bring us a couple of pocket constitutions, but I already have one, so here it is
on top of it.
Guys,
here.
Are we still teaching this in school? It's an opinion question.
Are we
still teaching? I'm waving my pocket constitution. Yes. Are we still teaching this in school?
We are in, we do it 4th, 6th, and 10th grade, I believe, in terms of the standard curriculum. We teach a civics segment.
What do 4th graders learn about this?
Well, I think they learn more about, you know, the branches of government and the separation of powers, you know, and the sort of a fourth, as much as you can understand as a fourth grader.
Okay. So,
but we do have a lot of precocious fourth graders in State College school districts.
Oh, fourth graders are naturally precocious.
Well, that is a
fact. I'm allowed a bit of a rant here, one of the things I think is probably worth rethinking is how, in fact, do we teach civics in school? So it's great to know the Constitution's there. It's great to know the history of things and the dates and all that. But do we learn how to talk to each other? Do we learn how to create an environment where everybody's values feels like they're part of a community and our values are heard? And this whole idea of deliberating, well, who learns how to do that? And so it's often a new thing when people come to this. Oh, I've never experienced that before. But maybe civics should include some aspect of that.
Yes, I could not agree more, especially coming out of COVID. And the damage that was, I think, clearly done there in not being able to pick up on some social skills and cues and knowing how to visually. I think that's another important part because, this is my opinion, you're not really debating if you get into a debate online. Because part of, it's the visual cues. If I see, it is hard as a president of the sarcasm chapter of our neighborhood. It is really hard to pick up on sarcasm sometimes online. I will just tell you, I have had many. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You took me literally, and there's no. I understand why you did. That was completely snarky. I was just being a smart aleck.
Yeah.
But it is. I also think. It is just important that somehow, some way, we get all of us, but in particular kids, to be able to engage verbally, face-to-face, and not just via their computers. And it's just a different interaction, and I think it's much more meaningful. That's why I think this event is so great. Again, when you can talk with somebody and see, all right, my gosh, they actually, just as you said, they're listening to me. Well, what can you clarify that point so we can get it down on the record? That is a big deal to me,
yeah.
And I think it's a skill set that we need to somehow hammer home in the schools.
And if I could just interject. One of the things I think we're really fortunate, we knew we had to expand. Where could we go? And I thought, the Delta School, which is by definition a democratic school. And so they actually spend time learning how to do this sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. We have a couple of kiddos we know. And, again, not for everybody and all of that. But it is very much that. You advocate for yourself.
Well, we have one of our recorders, and she said, you know, I don't think I speak for all of my generation, but when I find out something that I'm like not sure that happened, I go to the New York Times and I think to myself, no, you certainly don't speak for all of your generation if you go to the New York Times.
I would like to think the kiddos are smarter than we are. I would like to think this because, again, I see it's now, of course, the events of the past week have been interesting. I don't know what other word to use. Interesting. Okay. And I'm seeing adults who should know better saying various things. And I'm just like, what the? All right. Two sides of the same coin. We have an attorney general this week who out loud says, well, there's free speech and there's hate speech. I'm like, sweetheart, it's exactly the same thing, you know? What, don't this division. Then you flip the coin, and some politician, once again this week, throws out the term constitutional crisis. And I think that guy has no idea what he's talking about. Because they don't know. This is my constitution. They don't know this document.
Right.
Now, guys, shouldn't we be stunned by this? We're 250 years into this. How do we still mess this up? Opinion. Go, Joseph. Opinion.
Well,
go.
As we said, we can really only affect our local community. And this is a step in the right direction, I think, is even people that don't come, hopefully they're listening to, you know, some of the radio stations in the area where we've been promoting it, and we'll have a summary online. And we also do something every year where we gather up the salient points and we pass them on to our representatives. So we'll, pass them on to people in the state Senate, in the state assembly. We'll pass it on to our United States senators, and we'll pass it on to Congressman Thompson. And this is what the people that showed up for Center County's Constitution Day thought, this is a summary of our ideas.
Now, you've done this before, right? Do you ever get a reaction from a politician? Like, wow, I didn't realize that. Do you ever get a reaction?
We get thank you notes.
We do get thank you notes, and occasionally one will show up to be part of it, which is really cool when that happens.
Yeah, 2 years ago, we had both of our local state representatives were there.
So. Okay. And did they get something out of this gig, or was it more like, well, I really need to be here, so I better show up? That's a little harsh, but true. I mean, which one was it?
Well, I think both of them sort of kept their mouths shut, and which is unusual for a politician, I know. And I think both of them listened to what people were saying and moved from table. So they weren't assigned a particular room. They moved from, table to table and just got the gist of what people were saying at those tables. So we have had where local representatives come to this.
Okay. I mean, those three questions that we had earlier, the third one, and I don't have it in front of me here. Thank you very much. The third one, how might we adapt the Bill of Rights today? Ooh, that's a hot button issue right there.
Yeah.
If it's either the Second Amendment and guns, or if it's the First Amendment and speech now, or maybe religion. I'm not sure about that one.
Or the right to assemble.
Or is somebody fighting the right to assemble?
Yes. Well.
Being a little harsh. So I would be curious. Again, guys, I wish I could come to this. I have to announce some college softball games on Saturday, so my time is taken. But that third one, I'd be curious to see what people have to say about that one. Now, a fear is that they want to tear it apart and just start over, because I hear about that from time to time. Oh, we should have a new constitutional convention, and we should do – oh, man, the antenna go right up on that one, like, whoa, slow down. And I'll be curious if anybody on Saturday says, yeah, we should really do that, because that makes me nervous.
That's what it's called, the convention of the states theory, right? We should have a convention of the states as laid out in the Constitution, and we should just rewrite it from the ground up.
Which has never happened.
Right.
Right. That's never taken place.
Right.
But some people have been for years, they've been pushing for this thing. Oh, we need to revise the Constitution. okay, hold on, wait a minute, who's doing the revising? You know, that sort of stuff.
Well, in our moderator training last night, David said this is the one where you have the most leeway on. You know, people may want to talk about things that aren't in the, that are in the Constitution, but not necessarily in the Bill of Rights, and that's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah.
I mean, the first one, what values do most Americans share? I've seen a couple comments in the past week.
Yes.
That we have far more in common than we have differences, but we never look at those things.
Well, it's really true, and I've been, this is kind of an ongoing truism I've been talking about for months and months now, is that on major issues, about 70% of the country is more or less on the same page.
Yeah.
And it's, you would never know that from what's in the media, but, well, we ought to come to some reasonable solution about immigration. We ought to treat people fairly, but yes, we shouldn't have some security. We have security at the border. That, whatever it is, and people are not happy if it's not agree with you, but if that, this is being a democracy, if 70% of the country says we should do X, well, then we probably ought to do X. And we've kind of lost touch of that. But the fact is, people treating fairly, yeah, of course we should do that. And that's a foundation for how we get along.
Yeah, it, you know, going back to our service on the school board, you know, as you know, it was a fairly contentious time in terms of building the high school. And
I didn't pick up on that. Was that contentious?
I get flashbacks all the time.
I'm from Penns Valley. I missed that story. Go ahead.
We just had a discussion the other week. That whole process and then how things could have gone and what it would look like differently, I'm like, who knows?
Right. And you know, rest assured, nobody got exactly what they wanted, but we got something that, you know, it turned out 74% of the community gave us the go-ahead to raise the bonds to build that high school. So we came to a consensus with about, you know, three-quarters of the people in this community.
Well, and we talk in... You know, not that we're going to bring in school board members to laud them. That is certainly not what we're going to do in the media. But that whole process really was a wonderful example of transparency. And again, that is my biggest frustration just in general with government or with ruling entities. I would much rather, even if I completely disagree, come show me the thought process, explain to me, all right, this is how we got there. Again, I may completely disagree with it, but at least, okay, well, now I see. I just cannot stand when we get, well, no, the decision was made. We kind of know better than you. Regardless of what you think about the end result there, I mean, that could not have been a more transparent process, for crying out loud. You talk about giving everybody input and, well, I mean, literally step by step explaining, all right, this is what is happening, this is what's going next, and then, yeah, this is the decision we've made and this is why.
Sorry, you've cut,
it was wonderful.
You've brought this back to my memory now. We were all sitting around watching the results come in, and we're all crossing our fingers hoping for 52%. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
And the numbers came in, and we were like, oh, what happened here?
Yeah.
It was mind-blowing. But what we heard after the fact was that people respected the fact that we went out into the community. You had every opportunity to find a school board member and tell them what you think about it.
Yep.
And even if I didn't show up to those things, the fact that you had it, I knew I had an opportunity to say, you know, speak my piece on this. So, okay, I can live with what the community came up with.
It really was a shining example of how government entities should work, my opinion.
Yeah, it sounds like democracy.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, this second one here, guys, let me help you out, okay? Making our political conversations more productive. Yeah, that last word is a real time bomb there. Since we got a wrestling guy here, best 2 out of 3 might be the best solution to the second question.
There you go.
Just go, or that sort of thing. Okay. Jim, I got a question for you. All right, before we let you guys go, you and I have both done volunteer work for our friends over at WPSU.
Correct.
When I saw that story last week, I wanted to punch a hole in a wall.
Yeah, I was heartbroken.
I mean, just there's got to be something that can be done to save what is a tremendous regional resource. I'm just curious what you think on that.
Yeah, well, there's some, obviously there's some organization online right now, and there's a change.org petition to try and convince the Board of Trustees to maybe rethink their decision about conveying the assets to WHYY Philadelphia. I think, you know, I'm not sure as a community, there's a pretty big hole financially in there between the, you know, the national level funding and the Penn State funding. But like you said, it reaches, you know, like 17 or 19 counties. Mm-hmm. So it has and that's also the warning system that comes with that, right? That, you know, reaches 17 to 19 yeah. counties. So it really is a community asset. And we've got to find a way to try and keep it.
Yeah, it's ironic yeah. that the studios, you and I have been to the studios a bunch
right.
of times,
yep.
that they're in the outreach building.
Right.
Okay, apparently some trustees want to stop outreaching. I thought, hello? Okay, let's move on. Okay, once again, this event is Saturday from 10 to 2:30 at the, is that the official name, the Delta High School? Is that the official, not the State yeah. College Delta High School, just Delta yeah, High School?
Correct. Delta now school. Is a separate.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Okay. I know they've made their changes and how mm-hmm. they run the operation and
yeah.
so on. I'll mention this website, wpsu.org/Constitution Day. That's where you register. Now, you want people to register like today? If they
that would be great.
To get the lunch?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, to make sure that you have lunches for everybody and yeah. all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Right. So we have a good idea of how many moderators we need, how many recorders we need. That would be great.
Okay. If you would, whenever this final report is done, can you make sure one goes our direction? Because, again, I unfortunately can't go on Saturday. I'd like to see the results of what people had to say.
Yeah, absolutely, we'll do that. And
okay.
maybe we'll come back on and we'll talk about it.
Okay, you're on. You just
that would
booked,
be great.
You just booked yourself a slot. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Make sure you bring the bag lunch. All right, there we go. All right, well, guys, thanks much. Hopefully a lot of people show up because just in the past week, all the things that have happened in a week, this is so doggone important right now, and more people need to be talking about it.
Well, people need a solution. And there has not been, but I think there's a kind of a nationwide movement in this direction. We're not the only ones doing this kind of work.
Yep.
And so the idea of let's all come together, every community does this, I think there's a lot of interest in it. And something that the kids can look forward, like, oh, maybe there is a way to change
yeah.
the world. Who knows?
By the way, kids can come to this.
Absolutely.
Anybody,
yes.
right? Yes.
yes.
Okay, so teenagers and so on, college students
yep.
and so on, they can attend this thing. All right. Well, guys, thanks for taking the time to come in, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
you.
It.